Thank you. First of all, to Luca, thank you very much. I thank you and through you, the Ambassador of Italy, for hosting me here tonight. I want to thank all of the people involved in the Urbino Prize who have come from Urbino. I'm looking forward to visiting Urbino in person to accept this award, as Martha has. She's been telling me all about it. She's been the trip of my life, so I'm looking forward to it. And I've taken a few trips in my life, so I'm looking forward to it. And thank you all for coming out this evening. I'll save my main remarks for the people of Urbino, and I don't want to get in the way of the entertainment. But let me say that I've been lucky as a journalist, to win some awards. But there is nothing really more exciting, and nothing that fills you with a greater sense of honor and awe than to be awarded a journalism prize by a foreign government. By people living thousands of miles away, who you've been able to touch and now be touched by. And so I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for this prize, because it really, really means a lot. So I want you to know that. As everyone knows, and as the film indicated, Urbino was a great center of Renaissance in the 15th century. And obviously Raphael was born there. But reading up about Raphael in preparation for tonight and going to Urbino, I was struck by the fact that he was not only born there, but he returned there quite frequently in his adult life to share in the majesty and richness of the Urbino court, which in its day, for that 30-40 year period, was truly an amazing center of literature, art, music, and sculpture in Europe. And I was thinking as I was watching the film that I'm Jewish, but I believe in reincarnation. And I don't know if they go together, but I think in a previous life, I think I lived in Urbino. If there's anything I've tried to do in my work and in my journalism, it's to be a dot connector. I'm not really a great expert on any particular dot, but I really tried to be a dot connector, to connect disparate ideas and perceptions and bring them together to help people see the world in a different way. And it seems to me that if Urbino is about anything, it was to be host to many, many dot connectors. I'm a big believer that really that's where creativity comes from. If you look at people like Da Vinci, what their genius was, what the inspiration for their creativity was, they brought together multiple perspectives, music, literature, art, engineering, science. And it's in the connection and the overlaps of all of them that you really get the sparks of creativity. So on behalf of my wife, Anne, who's here with me tonight, I want to thank you again, Luca, the Italian government, the Italian embassy, all the people from Urbino. Anne and I are looking back, and I'm particularly looking forward to going back home. Thank you very much.